Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about the wisdom moment. You know, the wisdom moment is so important. We like to share this every day, but we like to share wisdom from God's word. I mean, how can we live without wisdom? It's we say it often, but it's the proper application of knowledge.
That's right.
And it's one thing to have information and knowledge, but it's another thing to have wisdom and godly wisdom. And so today's wisdom was kind of over the weekend. It was Proverbs 4, verse 10 through 13. I want to read this to you. It says, "Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life." You know, guys, many people today are looking for the secrets to long and fruitful life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, working out, getting in shape, you know, eating the right foods, organic, you know, everything has to be just perfect. All the vitamins. And listen, I'm
you don't know anybody like that, do you?
Huh?
You don't know anybody like that, do you?
Oh, no, 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 no. None of my friends.
Yeah, right.
But listen, and I'm all for working out and eating healthy. Don't get me wrong. And if it tastes good and it can be healthy, I'd rather eat the healthier stuff. And, and you know what? Lord knows I need to work out. But are we overdoing it in a certain way? You know, are we trusting in our way of living a long life? You know what I'm saying? Are we doing it all on our own? Are we saying, listen, if I just work out and put all of our confidence and just, you know, how many people have you heard that died, you know, and they were in perfect health? It's not all about that. You know, what's the chief thing? You know, there's a balance to everything.
Right.
But if what's the purpose of being in tip-top shape?
Right. Yeah, and Paul talks about that. Yeah, he says it's a little value, really.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? You don't want to worship your body.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to worship life if life is about yourself. I mean, you don't want to worship life at all. You have life to do something with it. But we can get so much wisdom from God's word. I mean, listen to the instruction. He says, "Listen, my son, and accept what I say."
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it all starts with listening. This is like step number one, you know? It's not hearing, but listening. Listening is listening with intention. To hear with the intention of understanding, to perceive, to comprehend. It's not just about hearing words, but you're engaged in your listening. It says, "Listen, my son, and accept." And accept what I say. How can you accept something that you're not even listening? And the word accept means to receive joyfully and gladly and implement.
Right.
And so it's so important to be able to do that. It's so important to be able to not only to listen intently with you know, wanting to understand, but also to be able to accept what God is saying.
Right, right.
And so it's so, so, so important. And have you ever spoken to someone? Have you ever spoken to someone that they're listening to you and they're saying things, but then all of a sudden you can't, you know, they're not connecting.
Right.
It's like you're sharing information, you're talking with them, and they're hearing you, but you're like, I don't think they really quite got this. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't think they're really listening to me. You're hearing me, but you're not feeling me. You're hearing me, but you're not really listening intently to what it is that I'm saying or what is being shared. And, you know, many people today say they want to hear God's voice. But when they spend time with God, they're more interested in speaking to him than they are in listening to what God has to say.
All right, that's the truth. That's true.
I mean, it's like laundry list and God this and that and pray.
Like praying for all this, but then they don't listen for the answer.
Yeah. This is my sheep know my voice, Luke, you know, 10. God wants to speak to us, and he is speaking to us. The question is, are we listening? Are we listening? I don't think that God has a speaking problem. I think maybe that we may have a listening problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't be more interested in talking to him without positioning ourselves and being in a place where we can intently listen, mm-hmm. not just hear, but right. listen to what he is saying. And so we have to take time. We have to take time to listen. We have to take time to receive. And think about it. Who do you want to guide your life? I mean, many believers will rather say, hey, listen, I want God to be the one who guide my life. So I'm about wisdom. It says, I will guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. But is that really true reality? If we take an inventory, it's not about what we say, but, you know, not about our intentions, but really about our reality. Is mm-hmm. God really leading our life? Is he really guiding our life?
Right.
Not that he doesn't want to, but are we allowing himself? It's really his way, his direction, mm-hmm. his GPS.
Right.
God's positioning system.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
His way is always right. You know, he not only knows exactly your location, but he also knows where you need to go and how to get to the place that you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's not lost. He knows exactly where you're at, what your situation is mm-hmm. like. He knows how to get you where you need to be. And he knows the exact place, to, you know, and how to get you there.
That's right.
You ever driven with someone who's driving with a GPS? And you live in a big city out here like this. I mean, you have one-way turns every which way. I mean, every building looks the same.
Right,
but you ever been with someone who uses a GPS and then all of a sudden GPS says, turn right. No. I'm not going to turn right. I'm going to keep going. Or I'm going to go a different direction. I've had that experience before. And I'll be, listen to the GPS. Listen to the GPS. It's going to get us where we need to go. Why? Listen. No. This doesn't look right. And so you got to wonder, does that same thing happen with God? You know, is that same thing happen where things don't look that accurate to you and God's trying to use his God positioning system in your life mm-hmm. and he's trying to give you turn by turn directions, but you're not interested in hearing what God has to say because it's not familiar to you. It's not comfortable to you. Maybe it'll put you in a vulnerable position. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if you want to be fruitful and live a long life, you got to be willing to listen. You got to be willing to accept what God is saying
mm-hmm.
so that you can implement the wisdom of God. I mean, his promise to you is this. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. And when you run, you will not stumble.
Right.
I mean, how many people are stumbling today and are hampered in their walk?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tripping and just falling all over the place. And they're not getting to where they need to be because they've listened to God. And it's like I'm crashing into place. How did I end? I have no idea how I ended up here, but I just stumbled upon it.
All right.
Well, stumbling upon your way as opposed to God leading you are two different ways to get there. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be led by God. And God has a way for us.
That's right.
He has a way, but we're going to have to participate and to listen to what he's saying.
That's right.
God's word is not void. I mean, he says, listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. We need fruitful life to be able to do what God's called us to do.
Right.
He says, I will guide you in the way of wisdom, not in the way of just knowledge, not in the way of information, but in the way of revelation and lead you along straight paths.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of crooked ways and crooked paths, and people will try to get you on crooked paths. But listen, if you're following God, or you're abiding, you're spending time with the Lord, mm-hmm. he's going to keep you on the path that you need to be.
Right.
How many times has God warned you, said, no, you don't need to be going there. You don't need to be going there. That's not wise. That situation's not doesn't seem like the right way. If you follow God, if you follow his positioning system, he will get you where you need to be. But you're going to have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And when he tells you what to do, you're going to have to accept what he tells you to do.
Right.
It's the only way. It's the what? Hear and
hear
obey.
And do. Right.
Right.
That's right.
And there is no other way. You right. got to listen to what God's saying. He says, and when you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. And then verse 13, hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. I mean, think about it. Hold on to instruction. Mm-hmm. God's instruction is the way to life. But how, you know, if we don't live by God's instruction, if we don't live by his leading, if we don't live by his promptings, if we take God's word for granted, and we take the wisdom of God for granted, mm-hmm. we're going to find ourselves suffering, you know, so many things that are unnecessarily. My heart goes out many times when I see someone suffering, and you just look and you say, wow, that just did not have to happen.
Right.
That's you're going through all of these trials, all of these hardships. Mm-hmm. Why?
Right.
God had a way. He had a direction. His way is true. Mm-hmm. But there was maybe a rejection of it, or there was overconfidence in one's own ability and says, yeah, God, you want me to turn right, but I'm going to turn left. Mm-hmm. If we trust God, if we trust him, he'll get us where we need to be. Mm. We won't stumble. We won't be hampered.
Right.
We'll arrive at our destination on purpose and on vision because we've listened and we obey God's word. The wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 4, verses 10 through 13. Listen, my son, and accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.